Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Stand beside these chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking me on, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall.
Listening to the music,
listen to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome
with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Music from the land of endless glory fall upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking me on. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear. Standing by the river, looking me on,
standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman,
listening to the music,
listen to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
I can hear the angels out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling low. I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling, I must tarry here no more.
Standing by the river,
looking
beyond. Standing by the river,
standing by the river, the boatman,
listening to the music,
listen to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome
with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Why the good shepherd loved me, when I think about how I wandered.
astray. Then he took me in his arms and forgave me. Then he carried me to the garden of grace. There's forgiveness in the garden of grace. And there's a calm in that pure, quiet place. There's a kind, soothing peace at the Father's release. As we grow in the garden of grace. Take a man that's been broken by the sin of this world. He has lost all that life had to give. Take him up and then lead him to the garden of grace. God's love and mercy will again let him live. There's forgiveness in the garden.
Amen. I'm glad that God's got grace and abundance this morning. I'm glad that I've been to His garden of grace, and I'm glad oftentimes we can resort there and find some help for our lives this morning. I want to read a few verses out of the Song of Solomon this morning, chapter number 4. The Song of Solomon this morning, and chapter number 4, begin reading verses number 12. The Bible said, "A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are as an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphor and spikenard, spikenard and saffron, camelus and cinnamon, all the trees of frankincense, myrrh and alloys, all their chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well living waters and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that my spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits." In chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible said, "I am come into my garden." Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you for the day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life, Lord, for strength and health this morning. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, the privilege to go to your house this morning. Lift up your wonderful name, God, to exalt you, Lord, with song and in praise and in preaching, God, in giving and fellowshipping, Lord, with one another. And I pray this morning, God, that you get the glory for everything that's accomplished in your house today. I pray your Holy Spirit, God, would move in the midst. That you'd anoint your men, God, from on high. God, put fire in their soul this morning, God, as they stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word today. God, open ears and hearts today. God, bring someone out of this saving knowledge of Christ this morning. God, bring them from darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I pray you'd move in a mighty way this morning. God, touch the sick and the afflicted and those, God, where the death angel has passed by. I
pray, bring comfort out of those families as only you can this morning, God. I pray this morning, God, that everything that's said and done, every song, every sermon this morning, God, this morning be for your honor and for your glory this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen this morning and amen. I appreciate that song this morning, The Garden of Grace. And then here in chapter number 4, our dear friend Solomon talks about the garden of God this morning. In chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible said, I am come into my garden. I want to play on those thoughts this morning. God been our helper. Our dear friend, not trying to be comical this morning, but also, our dear friend, trying to be absolute, our dear friend, and serious in the sight of God. But I want to preach, our dear friend, this morning, what are you in God's vegetable garden? Our dear friend, what would you be this morning? Our dear friend, if you was in God's vegetable garden today, our dear friend, you think about it this morning. Our dear friend, the very first thing that God ever done for man, our dear friend, after breathing breath into his body, the Bible said God planted a garden, our dear friend, and put man in there. Our dear friend, Jesus often resorted to a garden, our dear friend, and there prayed and talked to the Father. Our dear friend, it was in the garden, our dear friend, where he rose again from the grave. Our dear friend, thank God on, our dear friend, resurrection morning. Our dear friend, the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 5, he said, our dear friend, this morning, my well-beloved, our dear friend, is a vineyard, a very fruitful hill. God said, I've fenced it, I've gathered out the stones, I've planted it with choice vines, I've built a tower in the midst of it, also made a wine press. Our dear friend, this morning, everything that God does, our dear friend, he's done for our benefit today. Jesus often referred to us as wheat, our dear friend, among the tares, our dear friend, the tree that's been planted. Planted, our dear friend, to bear the good fruit, our dear friend, the grapes upon the vine, our dear friend, we all know the parables, our dear friend, the sower the seed this morning, our dear friend, the Bible said, our dear friend, that Jesus talked about that tree, our dear friend, that wouldn't bring forth, our dear friend, and the husband said, cut it down, our dear friend, but oh, our dear friend, he come in and said, let's dig about it, let's fertilize it, let's water it, let's weed it. Our dear friend, and give it another chance this morning. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, God is doing everything he can to get something out of our lives today. Amen. I know this time of year, our dear friend, many have probably already started their spring gardens. Our dear friend, this morning, already tilling the soil. Our dear friend, and planting the seed. Already cultivating. Our dear friend, and getting ready. Our dear friend, to do some planting. Our dear friend, but you know as well as I do, our dear friend, when you cultivate, when you plow, and you plant, and you weed, and you water, our dear friend, you do expect, our dear friend, a harvest. You expect, our dear friend, some fruit. You expect, our dear friend, to get something out of all that you put into it today. Our dear friend, I begin to think about this. Our dear friend, what would you be, our dear friend, in God's vegetable garden this morning? Our dear friend, it make sort of comparison, our dear friend, of some vegetables, our dear friend, and many a church folk in the house of God today. Our dear friend, I want to say, first of all, our dear friend, we've got many a bell pepper Christian this morning. Our dear friend, I think I can make a comparison, our dear friend, to many a church folk, our dear friend, and a bell pepper, how you get out of your garden today. Our dear friend, you think about that bell pepper. Our dear friend, how it's shiny on the outside. Our dear friend, it's slick and smooth. Our dear friend, on the outside. Our dear friend, but cut that thing open. Our dear friend, it's hollow and empty on the inside. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, there's many like that that occupy the pews. Our dear friend, of many our Baptist church today. Our dear friend, on the outside, brother, they're smooth as silk. Our dear friend, on the outside, brother, they fix it up. Our dear friend, they're slick and shiny. At every family they can talk the talk. At every family, but on the inside, at every family they've got nothing to back it up. At every family they can't walk the walk. At every family God said that have a form of godliness. At every family but they deny the power thereof. At every family you cannot. At every family live the Christian life. At every family on the power of the outside man. You can't live it in the flesh. You can't live it in the carnal mind. At every family there has. There must. At every family be a power on the inside. At every family you've got to have that living waters springing up within you this morning. At every family Jesus said it'd be like a well of water. At every family springing up out of your belly. Amen. At every family there's a lot of folks. At every family make an explosive testimony. At every family but when they walk out the church doors, at every family they can't live up to it. At every family they can suit up and look like and fit in and fake it. At every family but inside, brother, they're empty. At every family they're empty this morning. At every family the power of God. How they sing the songs of Zion and put on a smile. At every family they may lift their hand and say amen. At every family but inside they cannot feel the presence of God. At every family this morning I'll tell you. At every family I don't know if they're unsaved, if they're backslid, if they're out of fellowship. At every family I know one thing, brother. At every family the inside, at every family does not reflect the outside this morning. Amen. At every family I'll tell you. At every family I've heard many of folks say, well, preacher, it don't matter what's on the outside, what counts on the inside. I realize that. At every family this morning, and we've used that excuse, at every family to dress the way we want to, at every family and push our bodies, at every family putting earrings, at every family in every place, in every portal, at every family that God give us, at every family. But I want to tell you, brother, if there ain't anything on the inside, at every family ain't going to be much on the outside. At every family, I think at the outside ought to reflect what's on the inside this morning. If you're right inside, brother, you'll be right outside. Amen. At every family, here's a lot of bell pepper Christians, our church members this morning. At every family, shiny and smooth on the outside and empty and hollow on the inside. At every family, they are not grounded in the Word of God. Amen. No faith and no fight. Amen. At every family, they come to church and go through the motions. At every family, they perform their duties and do their part. At every family, but there's nothing inside that motivates them, that moves them, that stirs them, that excites them. At every family this morning, they're not founded in prayer. Amen. They've got one memorized in case the preacher calls on them how to pray over the offering. At every family, they've got one. At every family, they can dot the I's and cross the T's. At every family, but there's no power behind it. At every family, because they don't pray like that at home. At every family, they don't spend time in their prayer closet. At every family today, and I'm telling you, at every family, it's going to show up. At every family, they look good on the outside. They sound good. At every family, but inside is hollow. At every family, they have no fellowship. At every family this morning, when you get to church after the choir's already gone up, at every family, you leave before the invitation's given. At every family, how in the world are you going to ever fellowship with the saints of God? How are you ever going to have a connection? At every family, the Bible said you're supposed to be filled with the Spirit of God. Be full, be overflowing. David said, my cup overrunneth this morning. At every family, but we've got many that look good on the outside, but inside they're empty. Amen. Woo, thank you, God. At every family, then let me say, at every family, what are you in God's garden? At every family, we've got a bunch of pole beans, church members too. Amen. At every family, I don't care much for beans. At every family, but I do understand the concept. At every family, of what a pole bean is. At every family, you have to put a pole in the ground and wrap that vine around it. At every family, to get it to stay in place. If you plant pole beans and just turn them loose, this, brother. They'll run all over the garden. Amen. You got to stake them down. And you got to hold them in place. Amen. If you don't, they'll be up and gone. Somewhere else, brother. We got a lot of those. In our county, amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you the truth. Dear friend, I love them. Dear friend, this morning, but they can't stay put. Dear friend, anywhere very long. Dear friend, dear friend, they worn out. Dear friend, their church letters are moving them from place to place. And they'll go one place for a year and maybe 6 months. Dear friend, they'll either get uninterested, they'll either suck all the sap out of the service. Dear friend, or they'll get offended, and down the road they'll go, and they'll stay there. And I realize and understand this morning, dear friend, there are times, brother, you need to get out of a situation. Amen. And as quickly as some churches are compromising nowadays, and dying out, and drying up, I realize that God may move you. I understand that. But brother, I'll tell you, when you've been to every church in the county, and some of them you've been to twice, dear friend, it's time, dear friend, to get on your face and say, God, you put me where you want me. You stake me down. Dear friend, that pole bean, dear friend, this morning, the reason we call them pole beans, dear friend, because if you don't stake them down, they'll run all over the garden. But if you put a pole on them, dear friend, they'll climb upward in that pole. Woo, amen. I'll tell you, some of you get staked down in the church, dear friend, and get settled and get committed, you'd start growing upward, amen, instead of looking down the road somewhere else. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I know we got a bunch of proselyters too. Dear friend, folks that like to go to other church members and say, why don't you come visit us? Why don't you come over and hear us preach? Hear my pastor preach. Dear friend, whoa! Dear friend, I'll tell you this morning, dear friend, if they're staked down, if they're committed and grounded, dear friend, you couldn't steal them away anyhow. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, what good does it do if half this church goes down the road and joins another church, and half that church goes down the road and joins another church? We've not added one soul to the kingdom of God. All we've done is shuffle the deck. Dear friend, hey, we need some folks to be reliable and faithful and available in the church where God puts you this morning. Amen. Dear friends, take them down. Dear friend, then I want to mention, dear friend, an Okra Christian. Amen. That's right, brother. Dear friend, I picked okra before in my life. Dear friend, looks harmless. Dear friend, I've even eaten some. All right. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I learned the first time I ever went out to pick it, brother, you better have some gloves on. Dear friend, because if you don't, dear friend, that okra will get all over you. Dear friend, it'll break out all over you. Dear friend, in other words, it'll irritate you. Dear friend, all over. Amen. That's right. Dear friend, I know church people, none at Mountain View. Dear friend, but I know church people. Dear friend, I love them to death. They're saved by the grace of God. We're all going to heaven together. But boy, they sure can be irritating. Amen. Dear friend, they sure can get on your nerves. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I realize there's some backstabbers. Dear friend, that'll smile at your face while they're sticking a dagger in your back. Dear friend, they'll say amen and shake your hand and say, preacher, that's a good sermon, and go home and tear you apart. Amen. And gossip about you. I know these betrayers. Dear friend, that'll say, preacher, we'll stand with you come what may. And then when the time comes there, dear friend, you can't find them with a search warrant. Dear friend, but mostly I'm talking about those that have to be pampered and petted. Dear friend, you got to walk on eggshells around them. Dear friend, they've always got to complain, always got something to fuss about. Man, they're irritating. Dear friend, sometimes. I want to mention a cabbage Christian this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today I find, dear friend, that a cabbage about the only thing it's good for, dear friends, of making a head, drawing flies. realize how everything ain't turning out in crowd. How everything this morning. How everything a potato has eyes. Corn has ears. Artichoke has a heart. The cabbage, it's got to be the head. Amen. It's got to be number one. How everything, it's got to be in charge. How everything this morning. That's right. Amen. How everything, we've got those. How everything in the church house that are stubborn. How everything, they're against everything. Unless it's their idea. Amen. They'll be there to help as long as they get to organize. How dear fam, they're sneaky. Amen. How dear fam, this morning, I'll tell you, friend of mine, it ain't always about you, brother. It ain't always about you. You're not always the center of attraction, sister. How dear fam, sometimes, how dear fam, it's somebody else, but every time it's about the Lord. Amen. I want to mention a tomato Christian. Amen. I'm going through these quickly this morning. How dear fam, you say, what's the problem with a tomato? Well, it's indecisive. How dear fam, can't decide whether it's a fruit or a vegetable. Amen. It's got characteristics of both. How dear fam, let me tell you something. When people have to debate, how dear fam, whether you're in or out, when they have to argue whether or not you're saved or lost, whether you're a Christian or not, how dear fam, whenever there's a question, Lord, I don't even know how to say it most of the time. Is it a tomato or a tomato? Amen. And we've got church folks like that today. How dear fam, they don't know if they belong to the church or belong to the honky-tonk. They don't know if they're in or they're out. How dear fam, they don't know. How dear fam, this morning, if they want to run with God's people or run with the world. And it's time you make up your mind. Amen. I think about the onion Christian. Amen. How dear fam, layer after layer. Amen. And they make you want to cry. How dear fam, the deeper you get into it, the more depressed you get. Amen. Ever caught somebody on the phone? How dear fam, to have a shoulder to cry on? And you start telling them about the burden you have. And they'll stop you and say, oh, but let me tell you what happened to me. And let me tell you what I'm going through. And before long, how dear fam, got you more depressed than you was to start with. How dear fam, we've got those in the church house today as well. Amen. What are you in God's vegetable garden? Amen. I ain't got time this morning to finish the message. I'll finish it up next week, the Lord willing. But you think about it this morning. What are you in God's garden this morning? Amen. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.